let's go. All right, let's go. Let's finish. It's very exciting. This is very exciting. We've been working months, literally about 3 months on this. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we celebrate. It's gewaldic. Baruch Makas, last two paragraphs. It's geschmack. For all those that have been here every day, it's a great thing. I always say this, that it's our break time. I want to run free to come to learn Torah. And Hashem should bless you. Should bless all of us that taking our time, precious time, to learn about Midos will really inspire us and allow us to build much more beautiful homes in the future. This is incredible, an incredible schus. Let's finish. Olam Akas, Kuf Chafav, Amr Chazal, Ezi Machlokas She'em L'Shem Shemaim. What's a Machlokas that's not for the sake of heaven? Zu Machlokas Korach V'chol Adaso. The Machlokas of Korach and his whole gang, his whole congregation. V'lo Amru, Machlokas Moshe V'Korach V'Adaso. Interesting, the Mishnah doesn't say the Machlokas of Moshe and Korach and the crew. Why? Mishum Shemoshe lo haya lo shum chelik ba machlokas. Because Moshe didn't have any part in the machlokas. Shareyu asa mashe echol kedei latil shalom b'neim. He did everything in his power to bring peace between them. He went to Dothan and Aviram. He did what he had to do. He took all the measures to ensure peace. So that's why it's not called the machlokas of Moshe and Korach. Let's say we find ourselves in machlokes. If we find ourselves in a machlokes and we don't do everything in our power to remove ourselves from the machlokes, to diffuse it, to end it, we don't try our best to stop it. In Cain, anu shutfim of machlokes. Then we become partners in the machlokes. And we're not free of guilt. So if we ever find ourselves in a very terrible thing, we have to do everything in our power to stop it, to end it, to try our best, to bring peace, speak to people, pray, daven, ask an adult, ask a mentor, ask an amad gadol, to try to stop it. Because if we fail to do so, then we are partners in the machloket itself. V'ezrat Hashem nitgaber l'takein em midotenu. We should work very hard to fix our midos. L'asir eshel kas milibenu. To remove the fire of kas from our hearts. And remember that. It's literally fire. It's fire. It destroys our personal lives, our family lives, our professional lives. It's horrible. And we spend 3 months on this. It's a lifetime of work. It's a lifetime of work to remove the fire from our hearts. We have to be patient people, not people that are always so makbe, getting so angry so quickly and so stubborn. We'll be zoiched to the bracha of peace in this world and the next. Ukmosha Ketav Reishis Chachma, as he writes, Kol Mishein Kas Sholetis Alav, whoever doesn't have anger rule over him, Ein Eishel Gehenim Sholetis Alav, then the Eishel Gehenim doesn't rule over him either. So again, we all know, catastrophic detrimental effect of Kas. We should chazer this to ourselves, this beautiful perek on Kas, and Hashem should give us the siyata d'shamayim to remove it from our hearts, and lead very wholesome and calm and beautiful lives. Ayesh Kol Kadol.